This is the podcast for the academic style page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. So this podcast gives information on academic writing style in English. It will include 10 rules for academic style. The page on the website also includes a checklist for your writing, as well as some exercises to practice this area of English. So first of all, what is academic style in English? Well, academic English, like any writing, has its own conventions or style. It's a formal written style, which means that it has aspects which make it different from spoken academic English, and at the same time, being formal, it's quite different from ordinary writing, which you might use in letters, emails, or stories. So this podcast considers 10 rules for good academic writing in English. Although rules are never a good idea for any form of study because there are always exceptions, they are usually a good place to begin. These rules are concerned with the use of formality, rules 1 to 5, objectivity, rule 6, precision, rules 7 and 8, tentative language, rule 9, and explicit links, rule 10. So rule 1. Use formal vocabulary, such as words from the academic word list and words for numbers up to 10. Avoid less formal or idiomatic vocabulary. So for example, many fathers nowadays is okay. Many dads these days is informal. Many urban centres, such as London and Beijing, is okay. Many urban centres, like London and Beijing, is a bit informal. There are a significant number of people who believe is okay. There are lots of people who believe is a bit informal. There are three main reasons for this. Using the word three, T-H-R-E-E, is okay. There are three main reasons for this. Using the number three is a bit informal. Rule 2. Use formal verbs instead of two-word verbs. So verbs like increase, decrease, discuss, improve, deteriorate, continue and raise are fine. But avoid two-word verbs such as go up, go down, talk about, get better, get worse, go on, bring up. Rule 3. Use the full form of verbs, not contractions. So that means do not, cannot, will not, did not, in place of don't, can't, won't, didn't. Rule 4. Use formal grammar structures, such as nominalization or noun phrases, and clauses rather than too many simple sentences. The increasing pollution of the environment is a global concern, so that sentence uses nominalization. The environment is increasingly polluted. This is a global concern. Those sentences are rather too simple. Note-taking, which is an important skill for EAP students, is difficult to master. So that sentence uses a clause, which. Note-taking is an important skill for EAP students. It is difficult to master. Again, those sentences are rather too simple. Rule 5. Use statements. Avoid rhetorical questions, which are less formal, though these are common in spoken academic English, in other words, lectures and presentations. There were four main reasons for the decline. That's fine. What were the reasons for the decline? A question like this should be avoided in academic writing. Written English is different from spoken English. Is fine. How are written and spoken English different? Again, a question should not be used. Rule 6. Use impersonal language such as there is, it is, or passive voice. Avoid personal pronouns, I, we, you, etc., and adverbs which show your feeling, for example, luckily, remarkably, amazingly. There are three main problems, is okay. I can think of three main problems, maybe not so good. In the experiment, the water was heated, is fine, using passive. In the experiment, I heated the water, is maybe not so good. There were very few errors in the experiment, is fine. Amazingly, there were very few errors in the experiment, is not so good. Rule 7. Be as precise as possible. Use exact figures or values wherever possible, rather than about or several. Use words such as factor, issue, topic, aspect, instead of vague words such as thing. There are three main reasons for this is fine. There are several reasons for this is not so precise. The turning point was in the late 1980s is fine. The turning point was about 30 years ago is less precise. There were three factors which led to this result is fine. There were three things which led to this result is not so good. Rule 8. Be sure to cite your sources. Avoid making vague claims. Russell, 2001, states that over 50% of the population are unaware of this problem. That's a very clear citation. Everybody knows that most people are unaware of the problem. That's a very vague claim. Most people are unaware of the problem. Another vague claim. Rule 9. Use hedging, in other words, tentative language, such as possibly, probably, may, might, appears to, and seems to qualify statements. Avoid absolute statements and words such as always. Education may reduce crime. Is fine. It appears that education reduces crime. Also fine. Education reduces crime. Is maybe too strong. This is possibly caused by the effects of global warming. Is fine. This may be caused by the effects of global warming. Also fine. This is caused by the effects of global warming. Is maybe too strong. Chinese students often make mistakes with tenses. Is fine. Chinese students always make mistakes with tenses. Is too strong. Rule 10. Use appropriate transition signals to make explicit, in other words, clear links between ideas and to introduce new sections of an essay. Avoid numbering or bullet points, except in certain reports, and basic transitions to begin sentences, for example, and, but, so. Also be careful not to use too many transitions, so don't use these at the beginning of every sentence. Turning to the question of inflation is a good transition. 2. Inflation. This would not be good in academic writing. In addition, inflation is an important factor. Is fine. And inflation is an important factor. Is not so academic. So those are the 10 rules for academic style. For a checklist to check your writing for academic style and some exercises to practice these areas, please visit the page on the website www.eapfoundation.com/writing/style.